Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sophie Wilden. As a celebrity PR content creator at Champion Speakers Agency, Sophie Wilden has worked with influential and famous figures from business, technology, politics, sports, and more to generate high-quality content and reach a wider audience. Currently completing her BA in Multimedia Journalism from the University of Bournemouth, she is well adept at producing guest posts, interviews, and infographics, to name a few of her skills. Sophie is commonly found building close relationships with celebrities and public speakers to better promote their expertise. When she is independently producing content, she specializes in event planning, business, and such topics as leadership and well-being. Her content is widely accessible on a multitude of platforms, including Champion Speakers, Startups Magazine, and post-sharing sites like Medium.com. Well, good afternoon, Sophie. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thank you for having me on.
Awesome. I appreciate you jumping on. I know you're hailing out of the great country of the UK.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. I love doing international podcasts. So thank you. Thank you very much. So Sophie, let's jump into the questions here. You've got quite the career thus far. I know you're still doing some schooling and that sort of thing, but you're a content writer, podcaster, entrepreneur, and currently the celebrity PR content creator. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, you say I have quite the career, but you know, don't be fooled. I haven't always been, you know, a high achiever. I didn't achieve the highest grades in school by any means. And I have experienced, I think they call it imposter syndrome now. I mean, as many do, particularly women. But I feel like the secret to my career growth is I've just embraced every opportunity and I've always put in maximum effort into anything I do. I mean, we're all human. I have my down days. I struggle with confidence, but I feel like my drive and determination has always been constant. And I also focus on little achievements. I'm very kind to myself. I feel like the little everyday things people take for granted, I will congratulate myself for, because I think it's extremely important to be kind to yourself. Regretting mistakes or dwelling on the negative is so counterproductive. So I think it's really important to focus on the little things and just be kind to yourself. And in terms of what inspires me, it's people around me that inspire me. Particularly my dad inspires me. He built a business from the ground up and he's always had that incredible amount of determination. And at work here, my team around me support me. So I currently work at Champions and they're so supportive and incredibly hardworking individuals. So it's not really one thing that inspires me. It's just the people around me, hardworking individuals who I kind of feed off and I think are inspirational.
That's amazing. I appreciate your insights. And you're right, Sophie. There's a lot to be said about hard work and chasing your dreams. So I appreciate that. So Sophie, as you know, everybody globally has been suffering, making major shifts to adapt to this new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
So I think social media is playing an important role and I'm very active on social media. So I'm staying very relevant. I'm tailoring my content to the world events. And I think that's really important. I've also been conducting a lot of interviews via Zoom with our clients, our speakers, because I'm from this Champion Speakers Agency. And we are interviewing them to showcase them as the amazing virtual speakers they are, because obviously with all the in-person events cancelled, virtual events are on the up and they are a fantastic alternative. They have so many positives. So by giving them that platform and interviewing them over Zoom and then posting it on social media, this in turn has allowed them to motivate our audience and our clients. I mean, they've offered fantastic mental health and business advice throughout the pandemic through webinars and other virtual events. And Champions have adapted really well. Over the COVID-19 lockdown, we organized over 300 virtual events. So that's played a huge part in how we've adapted and stayed relevant.
Awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, everybody's had to do something different to overcome the challenge, whether it's a process improvement, a technology, we've all had to innovate. So thanks for sharing. So Sophie, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies? As you know, my platform is focused on technology, but if not, maybe you've got a cool tool or app you can share with our audience.
We're not really leveraging any particular technologies, but I would say that at Champion Speakers Agency, we have founded the online speakers agency in response to the pandemic. And as webinars continue to increase in popularity due to the many positives online events bring, we are continuing to adapt to the evolving industry and have booked hundreds of webinar speakers for events across the globe. So we are very excited to embrace new technological opportunities and continue to see positive impact virtual speakers have at events.
That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that. I think leveraging some of these technologies actually make our lives a little bit easier when we have to face a challenge like the pandemic. So Sophie, last question here, and our audience wants to know more about Sophie Wielden. You certainly are an inspiring leader at a young age and certainly have a lot to offer for all generations. Can you share something from your life experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either public relations or entrepreneurship?
Well, from my experience, I believe in public relations and entrepreneurship, it's extremely important to build your own personal brand because ultimately you are selling yourself as well as your product. So I think it's important to make sure you're active and interactive on social media. So for me, LinkedIn has been an amazing tool to showcase my work and build relationships with clients. But when building your personal brand, I think it's important to be your most authentic self. So show your weaknesses, learn from mistakes, and just don't be afraid to ask for help.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. I think that's so important. And you know, Sophie, you inspire so many people, again, at all ages. And I really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. And Sophie, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Oh, thank you.
Bye for now.